Speaking of money. Senator Lem Chisano is with us. He represents the 34th District, which would be Wallingford, East Haven, and other points south. And he's with us for a few minutes this morning to talk about a couple of things. So first of all, let's say good morning, Senator. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm hot. I'm hazy, hot, and humid. But then again, you know, that's the way it goes. Hey, very quickly, we had Kevin Limbo on yesterday between 7 and 8, and he was talking about the housing picture and all of this. And you said, well, there's some details that may have been left out. What were those, Glenn?
I was listening to your interview with Kevin, and it didn't match the facts as I know them. There's a group called the Warren Group,
yes,
which is a real estate group. And they had indicated that, yes, there's been an increase of 7.2% of sale homes compared May 2016 to May 2015, but that the price, the median price of the home had significantly dropped 1.4%. And that kind of comports what I'm hearing in my practice. I do a significant amount of real estate practice from developers and from real estate agents, that the median price is dropping significantly. The market is in most of the state very low, very off mark, and in Fairfield there's a number of houses that are up for sale and the prices are dropping. So, you know, what we're having and what we're seeing is the inability of people with income staying here and who can afford to buy houses at a higher price, and therefore the market's reflecting the economy that the Democratic policies have placed us in.
Okay. Well, and, you know, I think anecdotally, I think that, you know, that certainly may be, and you use the Warren Group, so there you are, and they're pretty much statistically accurate. But yeah, it is true. And I've always wondered, you know, if you're a young person, you're going to be buying one of these homes, you know, it would seem to me you may not have the income, let's say, you would have, say, 10, 15 years ago, you know, somebody in your situation, right?
Right. And we see that reflected on the income tax downgrade. I mean, from April to June, we lost $75 to $100 million of income tax revenue, and also $25 million of sales tax revenue. What that tells you is two things. It tells you that either the number of people of Connecticut as a gross number is decreasing, and that's reflected in those two downgrades, or the income that people were making has dropped because people are losing their jobs and taking a job that's less income, and there's less disposable income, and that's why we're in this downward spiral. And the way you get out of it is not as I think I even heard Kevin say it, and some other guests come on your show talk about the new economic reality. No, this is an economic reality that bad fiscal policies put us in, and we don't have to settle for it. We can do better. We're a better, stronger state than this.
We're going to go to this now. I believe it was the Department of Justice, the much-respected Department of Justice, has filed some complaints against Connecticut when it comes to motor voter. In other words, you go to the DMV. When you do register, when you do get your license, you have the option of registering to vote. And I think what they're saying, Len, if I'm correct, is, well, that's wrong. You should be automatically registered to vote. Is that pretty much the crux of the thing?
I think what they're saying is that there's a procedure for which we had started, which was every time you renewed your license, renewed your registration, you would get a motor voter card, and then you would register. And then those cards would get filled out, brought back to DMV, and then DMV would send them out to the Secretary of State. What has happened has been that those cards are no longer put in packets. They're at the desk. When you go into DMV, they're kind of held at the desk. Number two is when they are filled out, DMV wasn't sending it to the Secretary of State's office. So what the federal law came over and said, listen, if you just basically comply with your own existing laws, you're good. What the Secretary of State did was take it upon herself to meet with DMV, which we all know has been a total mess, and say, we're going to give you a new obligation. We're going to look at giving you a new obligation at the start of the year where you're going to be doing A, B, and C. And that's just ridiculous. DMV has to get their act together first, and then we can give it more responsibility. All we have to do is make sure that the process we currently have on the books are being followed. And if the Secretary of State wants to get it done right, all she has to do is say, when you fill out those cards, I'll send somebody down to pick them up. Or we'll have them return to our office. I mean, there's many ways of slicing that. Not the way they're doing it.
All right. How's your summer going so far, Senator?
It's been a beautiful summer, hasn't it been?
It has been. And you're on the sound, so you're in beautiful shape. So there you are.
Yes,
not too bad down there. Hey, Senator, thank you for your time. I know we'll talk again.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ray. Have a great day.
All right. That's Len Fasano, Senator Len Fasano.